next public hearing was conditional use 1660, Synagro WWT Incorporated, and can we just read the second one in too? Or do you want
to
vote?
No, we have to vote on them separately.
Yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. Conditional use 1660.
And gentlemen, concerning this, these two conditional uses, I'd like some input from other commission members as to their request concerning it being a permanent conditional use versus the 5 years. Is that an issue or concern?
Well, I don't think Denrec is going to give them a permit for much longer than 5 years. And I think the idea was to try to make them go together. Was that it, Lawrence?
I'll make it read them to you. The reference to the conditional use will be valid for 5 years concurrent with state Denrec permit. That was in 2000 on both cases. In 2003, it just said the conditional use will be valid concurrent with Denrec. So that was written. There's nothing about 5 years.
I think the intention
that might have been the intent there, not so they wouldn't have to bring it back.
Yeah, and it was,
but it wasn't clear.
The intention was not so much that we would review it every 5 years, but that if they lost their Denrec permit,
right,
it would automatically lapse, and that's why
we put that. Can we express it that way in our motion?
I think that would be the way to amend that if you sought to do it.
In the title for the conditional use, it says a land application of a Denrec approved.
Right.
I mean, that's in the title of it, but if we have it as a condition.
Can you word it in such a fashion that it goes away if Denrec, for some reason, pulls their permit?
Well, the other thing, too, is that...
You do that?
Yeah. I wasn't aware. I just didn't see it, I guess. I wasn't aware that, in this case, they were adding the Harrington and Mount Air, but I knew they had done Mount Air before.
Yeah.
But they do Mount Air on other sites that Mr. Baxter owns under different conditional uses. This site wasn't one of those. Do we have to know where it's coming from if Denrec's the one that's approving it? It's BIOS.
My personal feeling on it is that sort of falls under Denrec's jurisdiction. You know, I don't know that the county necessarily has the means of monitoring, you know, who's putting what there or whether it's being applied correctly, you know?
Yes. I mean, it basically says land application of Denrec-approved biosolid as fertilizer.
Right, right. And so it seems to me the way to fix it is change that condition on both of them, which I don't know if you want to defer it and, you know, massage the words a little bit, but...
I stumbled across the last one. I think
I'll... Yeah. You know, I mean, just because I think that was the intention, so that there wouldn't be a conditional use out there that didn't have a permit to operate through Denrec.
Yeah, well, that's what I think we should, how we should condition it. That way it's, but if you want to defer to get the language right, we can certainly do that.
But following with what you were saying, Mr. Robertson, if we didn't specify the sources, then do we lose control over what kind of, or where the source of these materials are coming from?
I mean, I guess I'm not sure we necessarily really have a control over it anyway. It seems like that's more Denrec and, you know.
But if our conditional use says you can only use it from certain areas.
I tell you one thing, how do you know what gets on that truck when it's pumping it in the ground?
I think what you have to do is we just have to tie it to the Denrec permit and then let Denrec do the supervision.
Let them do their job.
Yeah, let them do their job.
If they deny a permit, then
the conditional use goes away.
Vince correctly stated that was what we did last time in 2003, that could happen and it would not require them to come back. So they're actually back. They would have been good till 2008, so they were a year old, 2 years early, I guess.
Well, the reason I say defer it to is I'm not sure the numbers and there, since there's two prior ones, I make sure that that's cleaned up.
Well, Mr. Chairman, given our discussion concerning matters on conditional use number 1660 and 1661 of Synagro.
Excuse me, sir.
Given our discussion on conditional use number 1660, my recommendation is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 1660 Synagro WWT Incorporated to allow the commission further time to review the evidence presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.